Ishtar the Galif, the final simon, so Sif Aleph is the Chiyuv Bedika of the Mezuzah, so the Makar is Gemara and Yuma, and the Afir Aleph, and basically the Machar is quoting Lashon HaGemara, that there's an Afkamina, Mezuzah Yachid, and a Mezuzah Shal Rabin. That Mezuzah Shal Yachid is twice in 7 years, and Shal Rabin is twice in 50 years. So basically some of the Echorin point out already that the fact that there's an Afkamina, Yachid Rabin, and like we saw that the time for the rabbim is because we don't want to be matriach people and people will start being doicha the chiyuv, so you do it. So it's mevur l'chare, this whole chiyuv is a chiyuv de rabbanon, it's a chumra that exeris chazal, and not some kind of chiyuv de reisim. So what taka is the pshat? Why were chazal mechayev us do these bedikas? So Maisa Rashi says two reasons. Rashi says because maybe you have to check it wasn't stolen and didn't get moldy. Nirkava and nignava. So the ma'aser already, and that's what's brought over here by the poskim. So Mela, that already the Eitzim HaFarshim brings from the Shuri Bracha, that already in the later Doiris became the minig. People are noyig v'hakol in this din, and people weren't so makbid to check the mezuzahs twice in 7 years. So the ma'aser says the shlichah limud zchus, and even more than limud zchus, the tainuim was in al tanignava. You just got to see, make sure it's still there. And al tanirkava, the only question is rotting, so you make sure there's no lachluchas, no mold growing over there. You see, it's basically intact. You just basically take a little peek over there, and that should be enough to actually take it out and do a gansa bedika. Maybe there's already makam hakol, and the Shir Bracha points out that's why there was a minig already that people were less makbid. The ma'aser,
that he's learning it's two different opinions.
Right. It's Maisa Pel. He points that out, that they're trying to be daik like Rashi, but Maisa Rashi brought both reasons. That's what he points that out, right?
Leah down there. He's saying the Chidim are being said, right. That it's two different opinions of Rashi.
Right. So I'm saying, right, so if it's a negative imam, you should have to look, but even if you're machmer for Nirkava, so then the Chayra, as long as you make sure, take a look, make sure there's no mold growing, no lechus got inside. Right,
if
that he doesn't say.
Nirkava,
well, yeah, well, I'm saying the question is, what does Mamish mean?
Because it could be Nirkava means that's one, even without any mold.
Oh, so this is the question. So there was a minig, and that's what he pointed out, not to check from the inside, and L'chayra, even some, like, gross things growing over there, mold and all kinds of things, so L'chayra would be enough. L'maisa, the Chassam Sofer already points out that, L'maisa, sorry, this bedika doesn't have, you don't have to bring it to a Sofer. There's no meaning, as long as you bought Kashim Mezuzah the first time, so you don't need any great skill to check this Mezuzah. But the Chassam Sofer points out, really the Meiri already says in Yuma and Daf Yud Aleph, that there is also a chashash for the tishtush of the osius. Not that the whole thing became one crumbly piece of mold, that's pretty easy to check, just take a look, you see nothing. But what about, but the fact that inside there could have been mishtash station, either because some lecha seeped in, because naturally over time the ink got shvach and started falling off. So Mela, the Chassam Sofer is brought in the Pesach Yechuv and Sukkot Gimel, he points out that you should take open it up and look inside, and you don't have to be a bucky b'chaseyas v'yaseyas, you don't have to be a sofer, it's a very pretty simple thing to do, take it up, and just read every ois and make sure that there's no inner spoilage of the mezuzah. L'maisa, there's a Mata Yehuda in Ar Chaim, Siman Lamentes, so Hitain is like Vakeret, that everyone's being makel because it's sealed up, so Hitain is the fact that it's sealed up very tightly could be worse because it could cause some kind of decay. Like we find by mezuzahs, by tefillin, the halacha is by tefillin that if tefillin are worn, then never chayv bedika mikra adin. Shlomo Zalman writes one place he doesn't recommend a bechal, but tefillin that are unused, that are left unused for a while, so we're afraid for ipush. We're worried that since they don't get, there's no mishmush, there's a tzad that mezuzahs would have that problem also. Akopanim. So okay, we just spoke the other weeks that you just have to be careful, obviously, that when you put the mezuzah back in, don't put it in upside down, to roll it up the right way, right, the back of the mezuzah towards the front, so that the Shema should be at the beginning, and don't put it upside down, and the Shema should be facing outwards when you put it back in. And Lamaisa, there's different Zihirusin over here, the Pesach Yechuva just says, B'chlalius over here in Sifkat and Beis, Yizahir Kishiyetzis Mezuzah Sholif Lepoisla. So I point out that mezuzahs that are taka wrapped up very tightly and for a long time, so the lechas, you have to be very careful when you're opening the mezuzah, sometimes the ink sticks to the back of the parchment, and by opening up the mezuzah, you can taka pass all the mezuzah by opening it. No, not the shin, I'm sorry, the shakai, not the shema. Roll into the shema, and then the shakai has to be facing outwards, that's the nema in the... we saw earlier. So you have to be careful not to pass. And the MS is, I saw this in Reb Chaim Kanievsky's sefer, that if it's taka stuck together and you're pulling it, peeling it open, and you see that it's peeling off the letters, so lemaisa chutz from the fact that it's pashas yitachin mezuzah puzzle, and you probably have to get a new mezuzah. But he points out that you have to be very careful. You can't keep opening it just like see what's going on in there, because lemaisa it's chashash mechikas hashem. Because if the yud kei vavke, when you open it, the yud kei vavke is stuck, and you pull it open and you break the yud kei vavke, so even mechikas hashem.
Why is it possible if it's stuck together and you don't open it?
Oh, so they have fakes about this. So the question is, where is the ink? If the ink is really stuck to both, so then it could be it is. Lemaisa they have it sad. It's not klar, but achrenim stop. It could be has to be roy l'ksiva. Has to be roy that if you want you could read it. If the mezuzah, the klaf of the mezuzah is not something you could read, and you open up the whole thing platzes. That's a suffix, and they kind of just stand very often. If it's stuck, it means it's already falling off on its own, and so you have to be a little careful. Mechikas Hashem, and yeah, to wrap it up well, whatever.
How much time does it take for ink to dry?
You mean you have to write the mezuzah?
Yeah.
Ask a safe. Yeah, no, I don't know. You have to be careful. Hanami, I mean, new mezuzahs, I'm assuming you buy mezuzahs. I'm assuming the safer and they're careful already when they wrap it. You buy mezuzah, they wrap it up. You know, we spoke about already how. The fact that they put into nylon is really, well, not really controversial, but you know, according to others, there would be makam lahachmir not to put the mezuzah inside a nylon. But okay. So Lemaiser Chaim Kanievsky points out one other very interesting thing. We didn't do the halachas of ksivas mezuzah, but one of the halachas of mezuzahs has to be like a sefer Torah. It needs sirtut. I mean, the lines have to be scratched out to where you're writing. So Chaim points out another interesting thing, which, you know, okay, if you bring it to a sefer, I'm sure that they'll chop it immediately, but if Stamba, you're doing it on your own, so he points out, you should also take a look, make sure the sirtut is still kayin, meaning the scratched out lines are still there, because if it wasn't done well and they fade, so apostles and mezuzah b'diavid, and he, in Reish Peches, in his sefer, Chaim Kanievsky, he's mistapik, if b'chal, it could be you can't even fix it b'diavid, that's possible b'diavid.
Why Tassel going to ask you to read
that? Yeah, something like that. It didn't exceed, meaning it's clear that, right.
Right.
Right. So he brings from the Achrenim there that it's clear. It's clear that it's clear that it's ma'akev, and then the question just even if he could fix it. Yeah, even after. I'm saying he brings. Yeah.
It goes away.
Yeah. Right. Wow. So it seems. I mean, it seems like it's not so common. It seems like if the sirtut is done properly, it's not going to go away. But okay. So the ma'isa, you know, in. There's the Sefer Halicha Shlomo on Tvila, so they bring there in Perek Dal and Har and Beis. So Shlomo Zalman Taka says that the minig Seif Kol Seif, with all these tainas, the minig is a shtekel lahakel in these nyanim, and Shlomo Zalman is not like being Meir Shalomus about it. He's basically, you know, kind of okay with it, because again, you know, if it's wrapped properly by a professional and it's sealed properly and everything's done, so really Taka is very vite that should be a problem. Again, nignava, you have to make sure the case is still there and make sure there's no big molds growing. So Rosh Hashanah says people are really taka noig shtickle more lahakel, and he didn't have such big problem. Doesn't seem to have such major problems with it. The mice, it's interesting. Some of the Rishonim have a different girsa. Our girsa and the Rambam's girsa, and that's how he passes. It's 2 times in 7 years. The mice in the Ran in Megillah, in the second parak of Megillah, in the Ritva and Gittin and Daf of Mabez. So their girsa over there is that pam bishavua, 1 time in 7 years. So, okay, someone wants to be Mekel, you want to make a pshara, at least, you know, once in 7 years, and so once in a while, something should be checked. Kapanim,
if it's a yeshiva, it's once
oh, so we're going to get to Rabbim, yeah, we'll get to Rabbim in a minute. So
I went to a cypher a few years ago, no. And bought mezuzahs, and he wrapped it up, and he put in this airtight, these cases, I don't know if we have the same cases,
yeah.
But they're airtight, mama. She said you never have to check in your whole
right.
life.
Right. So again, there is this Mati Yehuda who has an interesting taina that's something that's totally sealed. So the halacha is, if I have tefillin and I just leave them in my if I wear them every day, they're never chayav bedika. But if I leave them in my cabinet, stam for shayla how long? But let's say I leave my cabinet for a year, so chayav bedika because we're afraid some inner ipush. So in a chanami, it seems like that's what Shlomo Zalman was saying. Like these things are done well and they're done professionally with good ink, so it's maybe makam lahakel. But again, you don't have to bring it to a cipher. It's a relatively simple thing to do. So the Matar Frayim brings in Hilchas El and Hilchas Yom Neraim that Chassidim Anshei Maisa's minhag was that they were every El to check the mezuzahs. So
okay. Is the mezuzah Maisa is better than the tefillin and not you that anyway?
Airtight, not airtight.
Chanami. When you roll it back up and seal it, you don't necessarily do it as well as they.
As the sofer, yeah, Chanami. True, I noticed that. I did it on my own one. It was like hard to do. Akapana. So the big shayla that people are, you know, worried about is. usually these things, they do it pretty quickly, same day, next day, whatever it is. So do you have to put up mezuzahs in the meantime? We spoke about this a little, I'll just mention quickly, that l'mais l'askamas ha'peiskim is that you do not have to put up mezuzahs in between. It's right over here, the Das Kedoshim, Bichacha wrote a parish in many parts of Yodea, but also in Hilchos Mezuzah. So he says here that for a Shia Mu'etes, it's just going to be for a little while, it's okay. And then in Or Chaim, the Bichacha is the same person. In Or Chaim, his parish is called Eshel Avram. In Or Chaim, it's Simin Yod Gimel. So he says there that, if it's the same day, then there's no problem. He says in Das Kedoshim over here, he says if you have like a Shver Shaila and you have to bring it to a Rav and Mela, you have to wait overnight. And okay, so once you're waiting overnight, it already becomes more karev that it should be. Many seifrim will give you a mezuzah in the meantime if they'll keep your mezuzah overnight. They'll give you in the meantime something to put in the replacement. The Maisa, there's no chiyuv even if it's going to be overnight. But the longer you wait, the more of a hiddur there is to put in between. The Maisa, I know, like by Yosin Koyel, this guy had a mezuzah. He had like a Shver Shaila. He was going around the whole Yerushalayim for a week trying to get the psak in this mezuzah. So something like that, you should have a mezuzah in between. L'maisa, I saw they bring Mr. Karel had said B'shem that Chazanish Tak always had a spear mezuzah, that every time he took mezuzah to check, he would always have the spear mezuzah over there, and he would keep it there. Okay, so that's in terms of in between.
In the
L'maisa,
where there's no chiyuv, do you still have, it's like a din, the bias is giving me nishma anyway?
If there's no chiyuv mezuzah, what do you mean?
So in this case, for example, it's Mangua to Das Kedoshim.
Right.
So is the bias giving me nishma
anyway? Yes, this is the clear,
no.
Right. There's a klar stam. If I live in a bias, it does no dal al dal, and it's part of mezuzah.
Right.
So do I have a shmir anyway? Because
right.
Yeah, yesh lovin.
You don't need a shmir. You're not in a house.
Oh.
The mazikim
don't come.
Head.
I hear. So that's.
So
for that, that's man.
So
also mazikim don't come in a few hours. Okay. Akalpanim. It's like this. There's another interesting nekuda. If a person's mezuzah is in his house, are all regular mezuzahs that are chiyah, so it's okay to you take your big bunch and bring them to the sofer. So Rav Yisraim said that was Rav Moshe Feinstein's hanago, he checked them at the same time. So maisa, do you have to be worried that you get mixed up? So that's him not, because what's the big deal, this room to that room? It's a shtickle shayah copy of the bracha, we spoke about the bracha a few weeks ago, and I'll go back into it. Pashtus, you don't make a new bracha if it's within the same day. If it's ready overnight, then l'chayah you do make a bracha, but so Rav Bloy just points out in the sefer, in Perek Aleph, Halach Tes. So he says an interesting thing that, let's say I'm a big machmer and I have mezuzahs in all kinds of strange places. On my fridge door I have mezuzah and, whatever it is. All kinds of places that are either l'chumra or not necessarily b'chal. So then you have to be careful that you can't move the mezuzah from a place where it was a chiyav gomer and then you get mixed up and then you're going to put the one that was on a chiyav gomer to a place of lesser chiyav. Because that's what we'll see soon, that's this whole inyan of taking mezuzahs down. One of the problems is being mevazah, it's bizayin to mitzvahs, to be murdered from its kedusha. So male, if a person just has his regular three bedrooms, say that to mix them up. If a person has in all kinds of places that are just lachumra, so in taka you should be careful.
Have a bracha problem there also, right?
That's questionable.
Right.
So this is the questionable when you switch mezuzahs. This is questionable. The mice we pointed out that a lot of places can go with the Mishnah Berurah and Hilchos Shofar.
No, but that was only in two mezuzahs that were on the ikur coming from chiyuv places of chiyuv gamor.
No.
But when you're coming from a place like refrigerator, whatever, I mean, exactly,
yeah.
Where it's not even the chiyuv,
right.
So now your mom is taking something that wasn't hanging on any chiyuv.
Yeah, but that door post had a mezuzah, that's the question. This is the Marshag Tanya we spoke out, and a lot of the Achrenim go with this, that if I had a mezuzah and I was being Mekayim a mitzvah in that doorway, so even if I switch the mezuzah and I take a brand new mezuzah.
It's about the post.
Right. It's about the Kiyim HaMitzvah.
Right.
Since it's the Kiyim Nimshechas, so there's more makum.
When you're putting up the interim mezuzah in a case where it's being checked, let's say, for a week, so when you put the old one back, you're going to make a new bracha on the old one, or you're saying you make a bracha when you put it into it?
No, I wasn't talking about the interim bachlal. I mean, the askamas apayiskim is that as long as there's no big hesachadas in the kiyum of mitzvahs mezuzah, so you're not going to make a bracha. Certainly, if you have an interim one, you can put up an hour too late, you would not make a bracha. And then,
even
no mezuzah. Right.
That's
the same thing. That's their medama. This is from Zalman and the Marshag, their medama, that it's also, it's the key. It's not the chetz of the mezuzah. The kiyum mitzvah is not the chetz of the mezuzah. The kiyum is having a mezuzah on this doorpost. So, Mela, the attack of medama to Shafer, and the Mela. We saw like that from Shlomo Zalman.
So you're making
a
chiddush.
Yeah.
You make
unless mezuzah is pushed off the doorpost for a long time, you have hesach hadas, kiyum mitzvah. When there's no mezuzah, then there's no kiyum. So Aruch HaShulchan says the whole day it's beseder. Overnight, then you make a new bracha.
So but Etzim, there's no problem about taking something, let's say less than a dollar, take that mezuzah off and switch with your front door right away. Just switch it. No problem switching mezuzahs.
Yeah, I mean the case you just said, there is a problem.
Why?
Because less than dal, it is a suffix chiyuv.
It's already in your house for 20 years. You're just switching the mezuzahs.
Yeah, the problem is just time. It's a bizayon to this mezuzah. This mezuzah was doing gor chashav zachin, and now you're giving it this...
You're upgrading him.
Yeah. The upgrade's okay. The downgrade is the problem. You can't downgrade a mezuzah. That's really the inyan of bizayon to mitzvah. So now last time, take
a...
Brachas is not a problem. It is a machloikas that we spoke about 2 weeks ago, but maisa, tachas maisa, it's for sure suffic brachas, and Rav Poskim are takamachriya that you wouldn't make a bracha b'chegam. Okay, so now this is all by Yachas. What's a Rabbim? So by Rabbim, it's twice in a Yovel. Oh, so Yitzchak pointed out that Lamaisa twice in 7 years. So could I like do it once, twice in one day, and then leave 7 years? So Lamaisa, Reb Chaim Kanievsky points out in the Mesechta Mezuzah over there. So it says the twice in 50 years in Mesechta Mezuzah, the Brisa of Mesechta Mezuzah, Taka says once every 25 years. So they want to learn from there that who are in here, you can't just do it twice in 1 year. It should be spread out. Basically, the idea is you shouldn't go 3.5 years without a bedika. Akapano, so what's the gedder taka of Rabbim Yachad? So this is Zach, which is not exactly clear. Rashi says Shari Medinas, Shari Ayaros, that's like mamish major cities and, you know, the entrance ways to the old city, like taka like that. But Rashi also says Chatziris. So Lamaisa...
What's the reason? Why?
So let's see. So Lamaisa, and this could probably have an afkamina how we're magged at Rabbim Yachad. So Rashi says the reason is because Azach, which is on the Rabbim, a lot of people, so everyone says, he'll do it, don't be matriach me, he'll do it. Everyone pushes the chiv to everyone else, and no one does it, and then it'll never get checked. That's Rashi. Lamaisa, there's an eshkol, Hilchas Mezuzah, that says that by a Rabbim, there's a lot of people always checking it. It's more mutzi that someone will catch it if there's a takala, if someone will see mold or wetness or something. So we're less scared that something's going to happen. Mashing Yachid, he's not some leiv b'chal, and he'll lose he won't keep cheshbon, and it'll become puzzle. So the mice like this. So the Bach says that if you have a lot of people living in one house, harbei bali batim in one house, that's like a Yachid, because that's not Rabbim. One person will be in charge and he'll take care of it. Lamaisa Rashi does say chatzeris. Chatzeris is mashma chatzer, could even be a chatzer with two families living in there. So it's not exactly clear where to draw the line. Lamaisa, two common cases is a base medrash, and also stam, everyone's apartment building that you live in, that there's harbi balabatin living. So it's probably there it's not just two or three, you know, generally apartment buildings have many durin. So Lamaisa, this is the question. Are we going with Rashi? Are we going with the other taimim? I mean, if you the other taimim, as long as there's...
Rashi, what's with the bad dice?
Oh, so that's exactly, that's what they bring. So Tagin Kovitz Beis Alevi, they bring from Shevet Alevi, from Rav Osner's Beis Din, they put out a sefer of Piskei Pesukim from Rav Osner. So he takatainas that if there's a vat bias, in a building, and if there's a gabay in a shul, so that's enough to call it a yachid and to mechayev, because it's not pshat bidoichet, there's someone in charge. And if you're mesodah with the vat bias, mesodah with someone in charge, that's enough to mechayev.
So what's with the rub in the city?
Yeah, so that's why it's taka. This is taka the shverkai. It's alamai. I don't know the rav. Maybe the rav wasn't a chray for that.
Governor.
Yeah, why can't, as big as it is, someone could always be in charge. So taka, it's not so pashit. Reb Loy, I saw it in a sefer. He writes that you can't be mechayev a gabai. So he says if the vadbai, so the gabai, it's his job. They get paid. Say nechanami, that could be part of his job. And you can call it shal yachad. It's his chayv. Mash enkin, generally speaking, the vadbai is certainly not, and the gabayim don't really get paid. So memela. So Mimela, Dr. Bloy, you can't be Mechayiv then, Pasha is a din of Shal Rabbim. Again, we pointed out this Bedika is not like, you know, a heart scan. You know, we're talking about taking off, checking it, it's not the biggest deal. And Bifrat, that the mezuzahs that are in the entranceways to buildings, very often people attack mezalzel, they don't check, they're not put up properly, they're not wrapped properly. I mean, just walk around, you notice on the outside of different gates to the yeshivas, shuls, the mezuzahs sometimes are mamish in the bad matziv. So it's kedai, I think, you know, if someone, you know, could take once in 7 years, it's not such a big deal to check the mezuzah. But tachas ma'isa, it's a shtickel shayla, and ma'isa the same shame shevet alevi that there's really a chiv in these makomos tziburiyim where there's someone in charge, the vad bayish this, and the patur, the actual patur, we have to say was something like major huge thing where it was totally, you know.
What about a yeshiva and what about the dorms in yeshiva?
So this would be the same thing, lechayr, that as long as there's someone in charge, and usually there's a, you know, av bayis, aim bayis, whatever these things are. Yeah, so.
Private things,
yeah, exactly. It's this personal bailus in Echanami. They point that out also. Someone who has like a private shul in their basement, like Rabbi Weinfeld down there. So in Echanami, that's Chayy Pashit Shal Yachid. It's his. Okay. Here we go. Okay. So sif beis. So there's this halacha over here that that's if you move into a deer, even if you assume there's going to be a mezuzah there, and it's becheska says there's a mezuzah there, maybe you saw a mezuzah there before you moved in. So lemaisa, it's not because of nichale leinish levered mitzvah b'money, because a person's having to do mitzvahs with his money. So we assume it's not a mekach tos, and you can't even mun for the money. And male, if I move in, even though I assumed there was going to be mezuzahs, I have to put up mezuzah and pay for the mezuzahs. Lemaisa. This is coming from the halachas of someone who rents a house that's cheskas ha-badak for Pesach, and he finds it's not badak. So nice over there, it's a shtekel tumult. The Rambam points out that if there was a tanai blahedya, I made a tanai. I told the guy, listen, I'm moving in, but I'm only moving in if you leave the mezuzah. I don't mention yach. He says, yes, you make a tanai blahedya. So then taka, even though it seems to be it's not a mekach tos, but then I can taka, I can mun him for the money. I could demand he pays or take it off the rent, whatever it is.
Kurt's appella, because we had before that the whole reason of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael with the mezuzahs that.
Right. Okay, so now we'll see. So Batim, this hopefully shouldn't be so negeah, because the Lamaisa, that's the Hemshech of the Shema, that Batim, most Oifanim, okay, it could happen, but most Oifanim, you're not going to really have a Pesach without a Mezuzah, because a person who puts up Mezuzah, that's the Mechab over here, Lo Yitlan of Yada, is the Gemara in Bab Metzion Daf Kof Beis, that Gemara says it's Asa, doesn't say why, but Gemara says, Maisa, it's a grace of Sakana, the Gemara says someone did it, and he left, and his wife and children died, grace of Sakana. Lamaisa, we already saw in the beginning of the Torah brings over there from the Gemara and Shabbos and Daf Lamed that Bechlal, the whole Indian of Sakana and Shmira is that's Yadua, but he adds over there that from the Gemara and Shabbos and Daf Lamed that it's a Sakana for a person in Mezalzel and Mezuzah, so it's a Sakana for the children and this. And so the same idea you see over here, that's the Gemara and Bamtia. So Lamaisa, there's an Isser to take the Mezuzahs when you leave. So what's the Pshat in this Isser? So Lamaisa, there's a Tais in Shabbos and Daf Chafal who brings two Tirutzim. First Teretz, Taisus says, just a bizayin to the mitzvah, like we were saying before. If it's be mekayim a mitzvah, you take it off. Not mekayim a mitzvah, bizayin to the mitzvah. The second Teretz of Taisus, and that's the Teretz that Taisus says in Bav Metzia, and that's the one that the place can Iker go with, is that you're being goyim for the next person to move in to come into a sakana, because maybe he won't put up the mitzvah properly, and he'll find himself in a matzvah of sakana. You're being goyim in sakana, so mele you get all these shlechta punishments, and that's the time of the iser. Maisa, there's a ritva in Bav Metzia. I saw that. He says it's not because you're being goyim sakana, but the iser is because you're being goyim the seal kashchina, because the mezuzah brings the shchina to us, and when you take out the mezuzah, you're going to be goyim these people are not going to have the shchina. So then that's what the einish dealt. Hakapanim. So what's the nafkamina between these two times? So pasha, let's say if I'm taking the mezuzah off and I'm going to go to my new house and I put it up over there. So according to the first teretz of Taisus, which is the sheet of the ga'inim, so mail it's okay because there's no bizayin. I'm using it. I'm not putting it in a draw. Ashenkin l'fi the time of sakana doesn't help the fact that you're going to use it again. So Maisha, the Birkei Yosef already points out over here that he's the Pesachei Tshuva brings in Sifkat and Zayin that we can be samech on. He says you can be samech on the sheet of the Ga'inim when you're putting it up in a new house. When so he says a case where the place where you're going, you're not going to be able to get a mezuzah. So it's like you or them. So then avada you could take and you could be samech on these Rishayim that there's no Issa really and it's just an Inyan of Bizayin and you'll put it up. It'll be Bezeder. So he's samech on that. So Maisha, that's. Kemat ain't a benimtza. There's no such thing. You can't get mezuzah. Who can't get mezuzah? And the meila, but you see that the Birkei Yosef is using it as a tziruf. So maisa, the shayla is like this. He brings here another case. Let's say the person leaving has his mezuzahs. The person moving in has their mezuzahs, and everyone's very happy. Everyone makes Reuven's leaving and Shimon's coming in, and Reuven says, "Listen, you have your mezuzah. I'll take mine. You'll come the same day. I'll take mine down. You'll put yours up miyad, and shalom maisa. Everyone will be very happy." The Birkei Yosef says not to do it. He says loy plug. He said even though the timing don't apply here, there's no chashash sakana. The guy's going to put it up 10 minutes later. It's like the loy plug rabbanon, and you shouldn't do it. So lemaisa, where does it become an issue? It becomes an issue when people taka have their own personal mezuzahs. They're very mechudadik mezuzahs. They're the ones that they wrote, the ones that their brother, the sofer, wrote, or whatever it is. Call many reasons that people are attached to the mezuzahs, so they want to take them with. So. Lamaisa, one pasha to Eitzah is that's the Das Kedoshim over here, the Bachacha and Sifkat Aleph. So he says you could certainly take it down, take down the ones that you want to keep and put up different ones. Meaning, I have no issue to change mezuzahs. And even if you want to take down Mehudr ones and put up more pasha ones, he says that's okay. He and other Paiskim say that it's an Eitzah when you take it down to check it. Because then it's like, it's a shtickle harama, but since the whole Chiyav, the whole Issah is only in Darabanan anyway, so you take it down, you say, I'm taking it down to check it, then you have no Chiyav to put it back up. Put up a different mezuzah. So memela, that's an eitzah. Someone has big fancy mezuzah, so you can take it down and put up more pashtun mezuzahs. Lamaisa.
Take it down to check it and put up the other guy's mezuzah.
and a chanami. If you have the other guy's mezuzahs over there, I can't imagine it would make a difference. Right, so and a chanami. So this is what I want to mention. I mean, Reb Moshe has a tshuva in Chelek Dal, in the new Chelek, in Sim Mem Hei. So he's handling this type of a shayla. And the shayla there told him, Shem Rav Henkin, that he said that since in America now the minig is you don't rent a house until you paint it first. When you paint it, you take down the mezuzahs. So Zakhtar, when you're leaving your dira and you're going to paint it, you take down the mezuzahs. Why are you taking down the mezuzahs? You take down the mezuzahs to paint. Once you took it down to paint, so that's it. You can leave them off. You don't have to put up anything else afterwards. And he was taka saymich on that. But I think it's al derech, like what you're saying. So that taka seems a little extreme because then.
Sure that coming.
Yes, that's the question. I mean, it's a little extreme because that's a misser. Who cares if you took it down beheter to paint, but you can't leave without a mezuzah. So Smashman, he was learning it's just a din in like the netilo, mamish the netilo. Once you got it off beheter, like you could run. Okay, so that's a chiddush. But like you're saying, if the guy is mamish coming that, let's say, right that day or whatever it is, or for sure in that maimid and he's putting up his mezuzahs, or adrab, like you're saying, if he could pass on his mezuzahs to you, and you could just switch them, that would take me netza. I mean, I think some people do it the other way, you know, I could leave without my mezuzahs and let him move in. Once Reuven leaves and Shimon moves in, and Shimon wants to just change the mezuzahs of Adar, Shimon is entitled to. Shimon has no chiyuv to leave the mezuzahs of Reuven up. Shimon has his mezuzahs, however he got them. He bought new mezuzahs because he's moving in Salvada. He's allowed to change them, and then he can pass them back on to Reuven. Point is just that Reuven shouldn't get up and leave it without mezuzahs. That's the issue.
But how did Reb Moshe answer that? What you said was
B'shem Rav
Henkin, right?
Reb Moshe was just told the shayl, so he said, oh, you heard. If you heard that, he didn't hear it from Henkin. Reb Moshe, the shayl told me he heard that. So Reb Moshe has a whole truth there, and Reb Moshe says that, yeah, you could be Simon Rav Henkin. If that's what you heard from Henkin, you could be Simon Rav Henkin. But, what?
No, that's
yeah, yeah, and Chanami. No, but Chanami. Yeah, I mean, it's Taka Chiddush.
Henkin told you.
Yeah, he said, you know, Henkin told you, so you could be Simon Rav Henkin. The mice, okay, the Sfarim say, people are like, you know, because the Gemara says it's a Chamer Dika thing, it's a Chamir Sakanta Meisura, and because there is the issue of Sakana, so people, you know, tend to be machab about these things. One of these Sfarim, they bring this mice from the Brisker Rav, that the Brisker Rav had very, very mahudar, you know, Brisker Mezuzahs, and he was forced to move out of his Dira because there was some Lechas or something, and because of his health, he couldn't live there. And the person who bought the house from him was going to knock it down. And he wouldn't push it, take the mezuzahs down until the tractors came and started like knocking down the mezuzahs. Then he was only going to because they were chesh for the sakana. But the machapana maker din, you get stuck with these nyanim. So about the switching for a push of the mezuzah is an etzim. Okay, so now let's say I'm leaving Taka and I don't have an etzim. So it doesn't bother me too much. I'm not attached to my mezuzahs. So I leave my mezuzahs over there. So the question is who has to pay. So the Ramah here really says tzarech l'sham. I mean, if I leave and I leave my mezuzahs, the guy moving in, I can tell him you have to pay me. So the Ramah says tzarech. The Achrayim here all point out that really in the Makar and the Rabbeinu Menoch, it's not really clear that there's a chiyuv. Pasha says no chiyuv. I can't mount him in Beis Din. But the Maisa, if there's a frum person moving in who cares about mezuzahs, so the Chayyur cares about keeping this halacha also. And the Maisa, it's roi and even though he can't be mechayiv in Beis Din, but the Maisa it's roi that he does have a chiyuv to pay for the mezuzahs that the first one left. So memela, that's another eitzah really. Meaning, if I have very expensive mezuzahs and I leave the expensive mezuzahs there, there's a little bit of a shy about this in the place game. But pashas, if I leave my very expensive mezuzahs, I'll just tell the next guy moving in, you want to keep them, fine. But these mezuzahs were $200 a mezuzah, and if he doesn't want to pay, then obviously it's up to him. He could switch them himself for more pashas mezuzahs, and give you back your better mezuzahs. Okay. And the last halachi is negay, really, is this thing of renting to, of making sure that a guy doesn't get his hands on mezuzahs. So basically it's negayah to someone who owns a house and he's renting it out to a guy, so certainly you have to make sure that if a guy moves in, take it off. But Reb Moshe Zetshuva, as we were just discussing before, Reb Moshe Zetshuva, that let's say I rent from a yid, or I rent from someone who's not going to be a fry yid, or someone who's not makbid. So when I'm moving out, so Moshe says, even if it's a suffix, you're not sure who's moving in afterwards, but it's itachan that a guy could move in, so even outside suffix that a guy might move in, so you have to take out your chmuchu, not just mutter, but your mechuv, take out mezuzah outside a suffix even that a guy might move in to be stuck with the mezuzah. Okay.
In cases of Birchi Yosef, Reuven and Shimon both agree.